Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Dafyomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're on Masach HaBrachot Daflam Et Vav Amud Bet, continuing our investigation of different kinds of foods and what the proper bracha is to recite before eating them. Pepper. Rav Sheshet Amar Shako, Rav Amar Lo Klum. You don't make a bracha at all. Asda Rav Latame, Rav is consistent with his own reasoning. Damar Rav, Kas Pilpuli Biyom Nechipuri. If somebody chews on pepper, on Yom Kippur, patur, is exempt. Kazang bilibi, Yom Kippur, patur, or also with ginger. Same thing. So he doesn't consider it a food. Meitav ayarav, meiromer, matrish, nemar, tamar, latot, per yom. We talk about orla again. Eni odea she'etz machalhu. Akoi, we're talking about a fruit tree that creates, fruit that's edible. Elamatam, lower etz machal. Why does the Torah add the phrase etz machal? Havi etz shatam etzo per yoshavet, to include a tree where the tree itself tastes like the fruit. Vezu ze pilpulin, that's pepper. Hamedcha ze pilpulin chayvin boorla. So that teaches you that pepper is chayv boorla. Ulamedcha she'ein Eretz Yisrael chasera klum. Eretz Yisrael is missing for nothing. Shemar Eretz asher lo miskenu tochab alechem lo tachsar korban. Nothing's missing. So the answer is lokasha, habiratifta, habiaveshta. If it's a moist pepper, then indeed you make a bracha. But if it's dry, you don't. So they quoted this ruling of Rava, that if you chew ginger on Yom Kippur, you're patur. Vamarava hai hamlata da'atim behindui sharya, rachina le bari prihadama. It was a sort of a drink that comes from the east, and from a behindui, wherever it may be, which involves ginger. And you say shako bar pradama. So lokasha bratifta abiveshta. Again, if it's dry, you don't make a bracha. If it's wet, you do. Chavitz gdero, which is a kind of a cooked item with some grains in it. V'chein daisa, it's what we would call sort of like a hot cereal. Rav Yehuda amar shakol nivro, pakan amar borei minei mizonot. Now, but daisa greater koli amalo pligi diborei minei mizonot. Everybody agrees if it's only daisa, you make mizonot. Ki pligi b'daisa kein chavitz gdero. It's daisa that's like a cooked item where you have honey and other things in it. He holds the honey is the main thing. The flour is the main thing. It makes sense, like of Kahana, that we should say mizonot. And that's going to open the door to our investigation of the bracha of mizonot. So Rabbi Shmuel had said, and we'd already quoted this, anything that has of the five species automatically mizonot, as if to say mizonot trumps everything else, except for amotzi, of course, as long as the presence of those grains is there. So Gufram, Shmuel, Rabbi Tavai, Kosheish, Bochav, Mishra, Minim, Rachin, Lav, Marim, Mizonot, Vit, Marnam, we have another version, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Tavai, who calls Shehu, Michamish, Daminim, anything that's made of the five grains, Rachin, Lav, Marim, Mizonot, which means, doesn't mean that it has it at all, but it's got to mainly made from that. Utsricha, why do we need both statements? The Ashman and Kolshu, if we have the second statement, Amena Mishum de Ite Be'ene, meaning you've got to see the Mizonot in front of you. Aval Alide Tarovet, but if it's mixed in together, lo, then I wouldn't make Mizonot. Kamashvalan Kolshieshpo, therefore he says Kolshieshpo, and as long as it has it. Mishum Kolshieshpo, Amena Kolshieshpo, Chameshta Minim In, Aval Orez V'duchan Lo. Millet and rice, I would not make that bracha mishum dalide tarovet, because it's mixed. Aval ite be'ene, in other words, I would think kol sheyesh bo chamesh taminim means if it's even if it's mixed up and I can't see it, then only if it has the five species do I make mizonot. But when it's rice and millet, neima afilu orez v'ducha namvachnal mizonot. Perhaps if it is be'ein, which means it's visible, I'd make mizonot even on millet and rice. Kamash falan. Only if it has the five species of mizonot, afuke orz v'duchan, even if you see them, even if they're visible, you don't make mizonot. But it's not so simple. Let's say they brought bread made of rice or millet bread. You make a bracha at the beginning and at the end, like masek derah, which typically is mizonot. You say mizonot before ma'asek derah, which is a cooked item which has flour in it, and at the end you make the bracha achat min shalosh, the microscopic or condensed birchat hamazon that we say after those things. So the answer is k'masek derah v'lo k'masek derah, meaning Yes, you make a bracha on rice bread, on millet bread, like Masek Terah, but not exactly. Masek Terah, Rakhin Alav Tchila Asof, you make a bracha beginning and end, before and after. Loka Masek Terah, but not the same. Those are the brachot you make for Masek Terah. That for rice bread and millet bread, you do make a bracha before and after, but they're not the same bracha. For orez lav masek derahu, but isn't orez itself masek derah? You don't have to compare it to that. Vatanya elon masek derah, chilka targis solat zariz v'irsan v'orez, a list of things, including rice, that are called masek derah. The answer is haman Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. That follows Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Tan Rabbi Yochanan Nuri omer, orez min daganhu. He says that rice is one of the species. If you ate it leavened, you're chayav for karet on Pesach. If you made matzah out of it, you'd be yotze. Al Rabbanan lo, the Rabbanan disagree with him and say it's not a grain. For Rabbanan lo, v'atanya kosh tachitam v'rachal lam rei v'apri adama, t'chana afal v'ishlam izman shahaprusot kayamot. So we have a brayta that says if you chew wheat, then you make bread pri adama. But if you grind it and make it into a bread, if the pieces of the bread are around, then you make hamotzi and bench afterwards. If not, if it's like little crumbs, then you make mezonot and brachachat min shalosh. But the same writer says, "Hakoseista orez bracha labrei pri adama tchana v'fal b'shlov v'avisha prosod kamod bracha labrei minim zanot v'asof bracha labracha chat min shalosh." So now we've got a writer that mixes and matches. It says, if you make rice bread, even though the pieces are there, you still only make mizonot, not a motzi, so that can't be Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, but not shakol, so it can't be Rabbanan. And afterwards, you say bracha chat min shalosh. Zman ilam Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, he damar varz bin daganu. If it's Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, amotz lach min arts. So it's brachot by bruchid. You should say amotzi. Lav Rabbanani, but tiyuvta to Rav Shmuel tiyuvta. So we see that even the Rabbanan hold that rice is considered a grain, which means that Rav and Shmuel's statement has now been refuted, at least the way we interpreted it, that said that kol sheyeshbo and kol shehu is there to tell me that rice is absolutely out. And the answer is not, rice is not absolutely out. I'm going to see a little bit more about that. We said in the previous passage that if you chew on wheat, you make boreminit pri adama. Vatanya boreminei zraim. We have another version where you say boreminei zraim. And I mentioned this in the opening Mishnah. Lokasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Banan. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who goes for specified brachot. Now, we quote remember Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Minei Chaim. We saw that in our first Mishnah. So the same thing, he would say boreminei zraim about rice. Amar Mar, Kosista Orez, Varachala, Bore Priha Adama. All right, we said that if you chew rice, you say bread preadamat chanov habishlam bishlam prusol kamen v'achalav tchem v'achalav v'arim nesanot v'asof v'bracha achat me'ein shalosh. And if you cooked and made it into a bread, then you say mezonot and bracha achat shalosh, even if the pieces are seeable or visible, meaning it's not crumbs. I got on the sofa lo klum. We have another bright that says afterwards you say nothing. So v'sheish lo kash Rabban Gamliel v'rabbanan. It follows Rabban Gamliel versus Rabbanan. Titania, Zakal, Koshum is Shivata Minim Gamli Alomashalosh Brachor Chamim Brachachat Min Shalosh. We have the following bright that we'll see at the end of the parak. The Rabbi Gamliel, as I say in the Mishnah at the end of the parak, Rabbi Gamliel says that you have to say Birkat Amazon for all Shivata Minim, and Rabbi Chachamim say Brachachat Min Shalosh. Masav Gamliel was a kingdom Shayim Subin Baliabi Richo. They were in Yericho in a loft. They brought dates. Rabbi Gamliel, Rishut, Rabbi Kiva, Levarech. Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Kiva, please do the Birchat Hamazon. Kavatz Rabbi Kiva, Rachacham Min Shalosh. Rabbi Kiva said, Rachacham Min Shalosh. Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva, I'm not tired to Machlis, Roshcha, Ben Machloket. Why are you getting involved in a Machloket? I ruled that it's Birchat Hamazon. Rabbeinu, Alpha Bisha, Ta'o Merkach, Harechom, Imkain, even though you disagree with your colleagues. Rabbeinu, Yachid Rabbim, Halachak Rabbim. You yourself taught us that we have to follow the Rabbim, and the Rabbim say, Rachacham Min Shalosh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Kol Shu Mishivat, this is now, but Shivat Aminim. Omer Mishmo, quoting Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shu Mishivat Aminim, Velo Min Daganhu. Meaning, it's Shivat Aminim, but it's not a grain. Omin Dagan Velo Asal Pat, or it's a grain, but you didn't make it into bread. When Gamliel Omer Shalosh Brachor Chomim Bracha Achat. There we go. Kol Shu Velo Mishivat Aminim, Velo Min Dagan. if it's not shivat haminim, it's not any sort of a grain. You go on pat orez v'duchan, which we said now is not a grain. Gamliel remember bracha chan min shalosh. Rabbi Gamliel says so. Everything, but he moves down one step. He says bracha chan min shalosh, chamim v'lo klum. V'lo klum is what we call berein fashot. Now, Mayo, so now we're going to say that the braita that said, you say, bracha chan min shalosh after rice, is Rabbi Gamliel. Mayo came to Rabbi Gamliel, so aim a seifa dereisha. So earlier on we saw, aim a prasot kayamot, from varchalab, berei prit minem is an odd, so varchalab bracha min shalosh. In the earlier part that talked about wheat, he said, if you made it into bread, but the pieces are not visible, it's a bunch of crumbs, you say mizonot. Rabbi Gamliel is the one who said, you even say berkat mazon when you eat dates, and when you eat cereal that's made of grain. Certainly you would do it if you had wheat bread that just the pieces are cut up. So we can't be Rabbi Gamliel. Elapshit Rabbanan must be authored by the Rabbanan. And so you see that the Rabbanan hold that you make brachacha min shalosh after rice. So we have a challenge between the Rabbanan. The other Rabbanan, v'tani gabi orez v'asof enu v'archalav v'lo klum. The answer is, in the context of rice, they did not say brachacha min shalosh. They said, you don't say anything, which is we call bereid afashot. So that is the psak that we say mezonot before we eat rice, but bereid afashot afterwards. Amarav, ahai riata de chakloi, de mafshi be kimcha, they have this cooked item, and it has, wheat flour and honey in it. So the kind that they make out in the country that has a lot of wheat flour, vrachabar mizonot. My time at the smide ikar, there the flour is the main thing, you say mizonot. De mechuzai, in the city, de mafshi be kimcha, where they don't put a lot of flour, vrachabar shakol mi ro, my time at duvshi ikar, there the honey is the main thing, and therefore you say shakol. Hadam or Rava, then Rava changed his mind and said, they have to say mizonot as long as it has chamesh taminim, whether it's the main thing or not. Amrav Yosef, chavitza de ipe piruin kazayit. You have a cooked, big dish that has a bunch of crumbs in it. If there's a kazayit of crumbs, with chim varchalav and motzah chanarit, vasav varchalav, vashalosh brachot. Make a varchal like bread, a motzi, and then shalosh brachot. Delayed by Purim Kazayit, if none of the pieces is Kazayit, doesn't mean all of them together, none of the pieces is Kazayit, Tchim Rachalab and Mizonot, Vasav Rachach and Shalosh, then it's Mizonot and Rachach and Shalosh. Yosef Minam Minalai, and I'll prove it to you. Detanya Hayao Minam Akim Minachot Yushalayim. This is a bright, that's a Tosefta in Brachot. Let's say that a Kohen was offering Minachot. Omer Brach Shachyan Wikiman Wikiyan Lazman Azet. He says a Shachianu, so the Rishonim disagree. Is this the first time he's ever done it? It's the first time that year. If he took now the Shiar Menachot to eat them, and even though Vatani Alav Kulan Potan Kazayit, you have to make the Menachot, there's a mitzvah pitim, that you have to make them into little breads. And they have to be the size of a Kazayit, or smaller. The Sultan, he holds that you have to break them down after they've been baked until they're like flour. You're not going to say motzi? We said that if you have a small little piece of bread, but together it's a kazayit, and you put them all together and ate them, if it's chametz, you're chayev karet, if it's matzah, you're yotzei Pesach, hazachem ha'eskinan b'sha'er san, that's when you went back and kneaded them. And the Braita says that that's only true if you ate them within that shir of kedei achila pras. B'sha'er san hay sha'achlan, sha'achlomi ba'yalei. Remember, if you re-kneaded them together, so it's all one piece, then it shouldn't be he ate them kedei achilat pras, it should be he ate it kedei achilat pras. We're talking about where it comes from a huge loaf and small amounts. So my havi Allah, I'm Rav Sheshet, hai chavit safagav, delepe purin kazayin, varchalav motzalachim in haaretz. He ruled that if you have this big cooked thing that has a little piece of bread, even though none of them are kazayit, you still make a motzi, supporting the bright about the menachot. As long as it looks like bread, surat alecha, meaning it has to be shaped like bread and somehow look like bread to make that bracha on it. Okay, we'll pick it up. We have more halachot of hamotzi coming up and several other foods, and we'll pick that up in the next podcast. Meantime, you should have a wonderful day.